So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Right. So knowing that I am a Cajun at heart, I'm going to tell you about my grandmother. This is my dad's mother. And if you know anything about Cajuns, they can be very stoic women, the women who were brought up only speaking French, and that's all that they knew, and that's all that you knew of them. In addition to that, she was born Church of Christ, which means, holy mo, the only emotion she knew was guilt. And that was passed down to us as well. Thank you so much. She was so mean when I was a kid. I mean, this woman, she was ugly. The first curse word I learned from her. Because we're playing cards, and I win. And I'm 7 years old, and she looks at me and goes, "You're a bitch." And I went, "For the love of God, I'm 7 years old. Stop laying on the guilt." You know? And so this was my grandmother. And I'm going to tell you a story about one of the examples of how mean she really was. My cousin and I were probably 8, 9 years old. And we go down to this little creek that we called T-Bayou. And we're running up this hill and running down this hill and having a great time. Well, I ran up and ran down the hill just fine. And he ran up and slid. And when he did, he literally got a stick stuck in his butt. Right where the butt meets the leg. And I said, he goes, "I can't walk, I can't walk." I said, "Don't worry, I'll carry you." So I picked him up. Now, I'm bigger than he is, but probably only by about 15 pounds. So I pick him up and I carry him about 15 steps and then drop him and the stick goes in just a little deeper. So I said, "I'll go get Mama. It'll be okay." So I run down to her house. She's an RN. Keep this in mind. I get down to her house and I'm so out of breath and I'm laughing. And I try to tell her that Corey's down at T-Bayou with a stick in his butt. And she goes, "I can't understand a thing you're saying." So I tell her again. And she goes, "Oh, I tell you, Trudy, not to go down there and play." And she gets in the truck and drives down to T-Bayou. I can see her from her driveway flip down the tailgate, throw him over it, and yank the stick out. She brings him back to the house, puts alcohol on him, stitches him up, gives him a donut, and tells him to go sit on the sofa. This is the woman that was so dear to our hearts. Being as mean as she was, it was hard to find nice things about her. She passed away last fall. And the first thing that came to my mind is, oh crap, how do you find something nice to say about a woman who's so nasty? And I'm thinking, I don't want to be the one who does the eulogy. My cousins did the eulogy. And I'm thinking, what do y'all have to say that's nice about her? They did the best thing that you could do with a bad situation. They told Mama stories. Stories like, my grandfather had Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And she decided she would take care of him until he passed. She didn't want him to go to a home. And one day, he would run away all the time. He's walking down the road, and it was our job to go tell her when Pawpaw was running away. So I come running in the house, and I'm like, "Mama, Pawpaw's running away again." So she runs out there, and she says, "Uli, where are you going?" And he said, "Exxon called me. They got a field well on fire. I got to go put it out." And she said, "They just called you. They don't need you no more." He'd turn around and come right back home. She was so good with him, because this was a man that you'd walk through the living room and he'd go, "Hey, baby girl." And then you'd walk back through and he'd go, "Who the fuck are you? Get out of my house." So it was always a surprise. But she was so good with him. And then there are stories of things that she would do that would make you laugh. And things like when I would go to her house, and I was probably like 9 years old, and I'd ask to stay the night at her house, and she says, "You can't, you gotta ask me in French." I don't know French. I took Spanish in high school on purpose because I didn't want to learn French. So she recorded it. Now with my name, which is Monique, French flows beautifully. But my sister, although we're not Jewish, has a Jewish name. And it's kind of like blah, 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 ah, blah, blah, blah. So I would call and ask her, Maman, s'il vous plaît, quittez mon coucher à soir? And she would say, oui, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what you said. But what we learned from this whole thing is, despite the fact that she was mean as Cuda Brown, and by the way, the only time we ever saw her have any kind of emotion whatsoever was at a funeral. And then it was excessive. They put sofas in the funeral home because women pass out at funerals in Louisiana, at least the older funerals. My dad's job was to pick up the women who passed out and put them back on the sofa. So a woman who showed no emotion to us whatsoever, who you didn't know if she liked you or not, ended up teaching us some of the best lessons in life. Always, always make sure the ones that you love know you love them. Always, always make the ones you love laugh. And never, never curse out a 7-year-old kid. Thank you so much.